Matt Flynn, direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. By the way, one thing, a very disturbing poll came out, conducted by NYU, New York University. They have a Brennan Center, the Center for Public Policy, some of the best pollsters in the country. Did an extensive poll of elected officials around the country at all levels of government, aldermen, county board, state legislatures, Congress, and so forth, and in places where they call their aldermen different things in some states. They call them selectmen. They call them this and that. Basically, all levels of government. One in three, that's 33% of elected officials in this country at all levels of government, feel unsafe. One in six, which is something like, what is that? 12, 15%, somewhere in there, were actually threatened physically for something they did in their work. You can't have a democracy like that because people get scared and they either change their behavior to satisfy the people threatening them or they quit. And that is happening right now. For instance, it's happening in Texas. It's happening in Georgia. It's happening in Arizona, happening in Michigan. There is a wave of resignations of poll workers and people who are involved in elections because there are threats against their families. There are sadistic threats like saying, we're going to kidnap your family and kill them slowly. These people are not prosecuted. When they are, they're given short sentences. Somebody's got to be given a 10-year sentence taken out of circulation. Quite a few of them have to be. Something's got to be done. Something's got to be done. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. Lead off batter today, Wisco Paul.
Hey, good morning, Matt. As always, thank you for taking my call. It's a very sad situation when you can't get poll workers. They're the lifeblood of elections. And I know in this state, they're genuinely good people. And they do a great, you know what, Boston, the Republicans in this state, it's a slap in the face to all these wonderful people that do this job, and they don't actually get enough credit for how good they really are. With that being said, watching Joe Biden last night and this morning makes me proud again, the United States has a president that he just walks the talk. He has exceeded my expectations, Matt. It's just so refreshing. And it also looks like he's going to get Joe Manchin to come along with a lot of this, a lot of his agenda. Looks like it may not be quite the same, but H.R. 1 and also the infrastructure. Because I think, you know, everybody has a place in time or I don't like a Roosevelt or Kennedy. You know what I mean? You come along at the right time. Maybe it's not a good analogy as like George Patton. He was just born at the right time or however you want to say that. Anyway, I think he's going to get Manchin on board with this stuff because I think he even recognizes if he gets on board with this, he's going to look good in West Virginia because most of these programs are what people want. Okay. With that, you have a great day.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Paul. That's very, very thoughtful, what you just said. And I think it's true that some people are born in the right place in the right time. You know, you mentioned Patton, and for instance, I mean, take a guy like a general, then President Ulysses Grant, and you take Dwight Eisenhower. If these people had been born at different times, as great as they were, they would not have had wars to test them and then advance them to the presidency in the case of Eisenhower and Grant. And I think Biden's that way. I remember on this radio program when I first started endorsing Biden and advocating for him, and most people that called in were for Bernie or Elizabeth Warren. And, you know, there was a lot of shade thrown back and forth. The point of the matter is, I think that Biden is rising to the occasion. And I think you're right, especially with Putin. My God, if you remember how servile Trump was with Putin, saying, yeah, well, our CIA and FBI say this, but Putin here just told me he didn't do it. And why would he? You know, it was just servile. you know, our allies gagged. He almost broke up NATO, and he started to break up the EU by pushing the Brexit deal, where the Ruskies hacked into that and split Europe away from the European Union, split Britain away from the European Union, caused a lot of problems in Ireland and so forth, and all unnecessary, totally unnecessary. So I think he has risen to the occasion. When it comes to the threats against poll workers and others, that's a very serious problem, because a lot of these states, when I say a lot, we're only talking about the swing states. I mean, New York and California are going to stay Democratic, and Alabama and Mississippi are going to stay Republican, basically, or Alabama, say, in Tennessee. So, but there's a handful, there's 10 of them, there's less than 10 of them, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, maybe a few others. And these, the Republicans in these states are pushing legislation that actually takes the vote supervision away from elected officials like secretaries of state and professionals, and is going to give it to the legislature. And they're going to give it to the bosses. And in this state, let me tell you something. Voss and the Republicans put up a slate of Trump electors. That's treason. Trump electors who met, and some of them were state legislators, and voted on electors different from the ones selected in accordance with the presidential election. And it went to the Supreme Court, and three of them upheld it. They would have overturned the election. Three Wisconsin Supreme Court members. Four didn't, saved by the bell, saved by one vote. And among those, Brian Hagedorn stands out, Republican, voted for Trump in all likelihood, but he stood tall. And in Michigan, it was going to be 3-3 at the state level in their elections board. They had six of people on there, three Republicans, three Democrats. And then it would have gone to the legislature, the gerrymandered Trump legislature. And fortunately, one Republican switched and said, look, I'm a Republican. I voted for Trump, but I'm not going to put up with this. He got death threats and he quit. So next time he's not going to be around. And the gerrymandered Trump legislature is going to have the day over there. That's Michigan. So what do we do? Well, we do a bunch of things. First of all, the Supreme Court has got to be a lot more definitive than it has been, that when somebody wins the presidential election, they are automatically assigned the electors for that state, even though you may want to get rid of the Electoral College. At least as long as you have it, make sure it reflects the presidential outcome of the popular election. In Arizona, they have a law down there they're pushing through that says it's a beauty contest. Doesn't matter who wins it. The legislature, the gerrymandered Republican QAnon legislature in Arizona, will pick the electors. This is just saying that you can leverage gerrymandering into picking a president in these states. Supreme Court has to stop that. Secondly, federal courts have to stop it at a lower level. There's got to be litigation. There's got to be lawsuit. When something like that comes through, deem it unconstitutional. Problem is, in the Constitution, it says the electors will be picked by each state in accordance with however it wants to do it. And that's because back in 1788, everybody wanted George Washington. There were no popular elections. You had to have property. You had to be a big guy in your society. It's changed. It's changed. The Republican Party is, frankly, becoming a cancer. Not all of it. Not Adam Kinzinger, Liz Cheney, Mitt Romney, none of them. But a lot of them. A lot of them are. And there's a split in that party, and there's a split in the country, and we know what side we're on. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.